Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been thinking about something truly beautiful that's happening in your child's heart right now. If you're wondering how to help your little one develop deep empathy and compassion for others, I want you to know something important. You're already doing this work just by caring enough to be here. Let me tell you what the magic book has taught me about this precious stage of development. When children are around 5 or 6 years old, something absolutely wonderful is unfolding in their minds and hearts. They're developing what researchers call theory of mind. Now, I know that sounds very scientific, but what it really means is this. Your child is discovering that other people have their own thoughts, their own feelings, their own experiences that are completely separate from theirs. Can you imagine how profound that realization is? For the first few years of life, children naturally see the world from their own perspective. That's not selfishness. That's just how their beautiful brains are designed to work. But now, right now, your child is beginning to step into someone else's shoes. They're starting to wonder, what does my friend feel when I take their toy? What does grandma feel when I give her a hug? What does that child on the playground feel when they're sitting alone? This is empathy blooming, like the most beautiful flower in a garden. Now, here's something that research has shown us, and the magic book has whispered to me for thousands of years. Empathy isn't something we can force or teach through lectures. Dr. Aaron Walsh and Dr. David Walsh, who are wonderful experts in child development, put it perfectly when they said, "Empathy is caught, not taught. It emerges naturally through caring relationships, through modeling, through storytelling, through emotion coaching, and through a whole lot of patience." Think about that for a moment. Your child is learning empathy by watching you. When you validate their feelings, when you show compassion to a neighbor, when you talk about how someone else might be feeling, you're planting seeds of empathy in their heart. Every single day, in small and beautiful ways, you're teaching them that other people's feelings matter. Research from the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence has shown us something truly important. Children who feel safe, secure, and loved are eventually more sensitive to others' emotional needs. The quality of attachment between you and your child, all those moments of connection and care, those are actually predicting how compassionate your child will become. Isn't that beautiful? Your love is literally growing their capacity to love others. Now, let me share some gentle ways you can nurture this growing empathy in your child. First, talk about feelings all the time. When you're reading a story together, pause and ask, "How do you think this character feels right now? What happened that made them feel that way?" When you see someone at the park who looks sad, you might gently say, "I wonder how that person is feeling. What do you notice about their face or their body?" These conversations help your child practice the skill of noticing and wondering about others' inner experiences. Second, validate your child's own feelings first. This might seem backwards, but children who have their own emotions acknowledged and accepted become much better at recognizing emotions in others. When your child is upset, instead of saying, "You're fine," try saying, "I can see you're feeling frustrated right now." That's okay. All feelings are okay. When children learn that their feelings are valid and manageable, they can extend that same understanding to others. Third, model empathy in your everyday life. Let your child see you being kind to the cashier at the store. Let them hear you say, "That person seems to be having a hard day. I wonder if a smile might help." Let them watch you comfort a friend who's going through something difficult. Children are always watching, always learning from what we do even more than what we say. Fourth, read stories together that explore different perspectives and feelings. Stories are absolutely magical for building empathy because they let children step into another person's experience safely. They can feel what a character feels, understand why they made certain choices, and see how kindness and compassion create beautiful changes. Speaking of stories, the magic book and I have a tale that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Garden of Hidden Hearts, and it's about two friends named Rumi and Freya who discover something wonderful. They notice that their neighbor, Mrs. Chen, seems unfriendly. She never waves back, she always looks away. But instead of judging her, Rumi and Freya get curious. They discover a magical garden where plants glow softly to reveal hidden feelings, and they learn that Mrs. Chen is carrying invisible struggles that no one can see from the outside. This story teaches children something so important. Everyone carries invisible struggles. When someone seems unfriendly or upset, there's always a story behind it, feelings we can't see just by looking. And when we respond with curiosity and kindness instead of judgment, we open doors to understanding and connection. After you read this story with your child, you might ask them, "Have you ever noticed someone who seemed upset or unfriendly? What do you think might have been happening in their heart?" These questions help children practice the empathy skill of wondering about others' inner experiences. You can find the Garden of Hidden Hearts in the Book of Inara app, and I think you and your child will love exploring it together. Now, I want to remind you of something truly important. Building empathy takes time. It unfolds gradually through thousands of small moments and interactions. Some days your child will show beautiful compassion. Other days they might seem completely focused on themselves. Both are normal. Both are part of the learning process. Dr. Shauna Tominey's research has shown us that children with higher emotional intelligence are better able to pay attention, are more engaged in learning, have more positive relationships, and are more empathic. All of these skills are connected, and they all grow together, slowly and beautifully, like a garden. You're not trying to create a perfect child who always thinks of others. You're nurturing a human being who is learning, day by day, that other people's feelings matter, that kindness creates connection, and that understanding someone else's experience enriches our own lives. The kindergarten years, these years your child is in right now, they represent a window of opportunity. Your child's cognitive abilities are growing in ways that allow them to truly understand and respond to others' feelings with genuine care. This is the time when they're developing the foundation for lifelong compassion. And you know what? You don't have to be perfect at this. You don't have to have all the answers. The magic book has taught me that the most important thing is simply this. Show up with love, model kindness, talk about feelings, read stories together, validate your child's emotions, be patient with the process. Your child is learning that empathy is a superpower. It's the ability to feel with someone, to understand their experience, to offer comfort and connection. And they're learning this from you, wonderful parent. From your patience, your modeling, your gentle guidance. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep having those conversations about feelings. Keep reading stories that open hearts. Keep showing your child, through your own actions, that compassion makes the world more beautiful. The Magic Book and I are here with you on this journey. We believe in you, and we believe in your child's growing, beautiful, empathic heart. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.